I'm Dan Hughes in the softball corner with a confession to make. I have a disease, a mental disease, actually an obsession. I can't go past a yard sale without stopping. When I'm in a new town, the first thing I look for is the local thrift shop, Goodwill store, Salvation Army, and especially church resale shops. Not the consignment shops, mind you. Those are generally too high class for me. I like the shops that are cluttered and unkept and often are in the bad part of town. Most of the time, these shopping blitzes are for naught, but I do make great finds just often enough to reinforce my addiction. Last week, I bought a 10-speed Schwinn bike in good shape for $5, a dehumidifier that I really did need for $2, and a like-new Yamaha clarinet with case for $15. I see those are selling for over $100 on eBay, and prices will probably go up when school starts and kids taking band have to buy instruments. Okay, wait a minute, this is all well and good, but where's the softball connection? Well, several of my purchases are softball-related. I've found several excellent gloves for $5 or less. No good bats yet, but I've heard several stories of people who picked up a freak or a sin for next to nothing. Now, I buy a lot of books, and once in a while I'll come across a book about softball. I think my oldest one was written 47 years ago, but my favorite one is from 1980, and it's more of a large pamphlet than a book. It's called Tips on Playing Slow-Pitch Softball by Dennis Stern. And since that is exactly what my shows are about, I think you'll enjoy hearing some of those tips. A lot has changed in these past 31 years, but the booklet is fascinating, and much of its advice still holds. Especially useful is a chart called the Slow-Pitch Hitting Theory Table. It offers suggestions for how to hit against high arc pitches and flat pitches, and changes to make if you're trying to hit line drives but instead are hitting all grounders or all fly balls. For example, if you're popping up and flying out a lot, here are the suggestions. Wait longer before you swing. Use a shorter stride. Use a wider and closed stance, that is, put your front foot closer to the plate. Keep your hands at the knob of the bat, don't choke up. Use a heavier bat. Pull your hip weight back from where you normally hold it. Stand back in the box. And as a last resort, try to hit the ball slightly above the center point. For batters who top the ball or ground out a lot, here are the instructions. Develop a quicker swing. Use a shorter open stride and a narrow stance. Choke up on the bat. Use a lighter bat. Put your hip weight a little more forward. Stand up in the box. And as a last resort, try to hit the ball slightly below the center point. There's also a chart for pitchers offering suggestions for pitch location when you're facing a batter you've never seen before. For example, for a batter who chokes up on the bat and has a closed stance, a low and inside pitch is recommended. All the fielding positions are covered, and there's a chapter on running a tournament. There are interviews with a champion pitcher, a champion hitter, and a professional slow pitch manager. The booklet is only 24 pages long, and several of the photos show hairstyles from the 1980s, but I think it's worthy of updating and republishing this book in a somewhat more professional format. Maybe I'll track down the author and encourage him to rewrite, update, and turn this thing into an ebook. His name is Dennis Stern, and when he wrote the book, he was the advertising manager of a community newspaper, he didn't give its name, in St. Paul, Minnesota. Anybody know him? Give me a shout. Thanks for listening, and please visit my website at slowpitchbook.com for more about softball. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.